The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
It's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are here on this Friday. This is the last Friday of the month. Wow, how March has flown by. The Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829. Remember, that $25 minimum donation gets you a free tube of Vitamir toothpaste, which oral health is important as everything else. Right now, we are living in a war of words. This is a problem. And words are being used to force us to fail to apply critical thinking. Words are being used to challenge our way of life. Words are being used to wrongfully label each other, name calling, if you will. Now you have a label on you because of the way you behave. You shall know them by their fruits. Now you got a label. So, craziness as it is, people pay attention to stuff like that. We have an author of a book out called Dissidently Speaking, Change the Words, Change the War. Brent Hamachek is the VP and Associate Publisher for Human Events Media Group. He is the author of numerous books and essays, including collaborating with Charlie Kirk on his first book, Time for a Turning Point. He's been a featured speaker for the Liberty Forum of Silicon Valley and the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. He also spoke at a UN conference in 2018. I'm not sure how much good that did, but it looks good on the resume. He earned a BS in finance and economics from Lake Superior State U, post-grad degree from graduate school at banking in the University of Wisconsin, also did his master's at Loyola University Chicago. He has a website, BrentHamachek.com, and the book website is DissidentlySpeaking.com. Brent Hamachek, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's that was a wonderful intro. I feel like you've given everybody everything they ever needed to know about me. So I'm very grateful.
Well, I don't know. See, we don't know yet other than the fact that we're having this conversation on the phone, but we'll find out more as we get into this thing in this segment. Changing the words, this has been done over time. You talk about that in the book. National division is what words have been used for. And you even write in the book here about history doesn't repeat itself. Now, obviously,
that's right.
Yeah, you know, this is a war of words that we're dealing with here. And we just spent the whole last hour talking about the George Allen Kelly case in Arizona and why people feel the need to call the cops when something is wrong or something is perceived to be wrong. It's because of the way we've been conditioned by the war of words, has it not?
Oh, there's no question about that. The idea that anytime something happens that seems unfair, inconvenient, or offending, that we need to skip to the next level of saying, so somebody must be punished for this, has become ingrained in us. I make two different points with regard to that in the book, one of which is that there's a whole chapter devoted to the notion that we've become a nation of people who are addicted now to confrontation. We're actually neuropathing for it, I argue, and we're craving it. I'm a recovery guy, and I think that people in the country are craving conflict the way I used to crave a glass of Jack Daniels, and that's one part. The other part, you know, with regard to calling the police and, you know, what we've seen is sort of this excessive legislative abuse over time, by the way, is that I call it the paradox of law in a free society. And the paradox is that we need as many laws as possible to protect humans from one another. And we need as few laws as possible because we can't trust the people that write them or enforce them. And this is the paradox of law.
It is. That makes a whole lot of sense. You know, and our last caller of last hour from Kansas said, why don't we have the right to push back? I mean, is this where we're going with the war of words? But I mean, seriously, if the government is not going to do, and I mean, Sherry made a good point. If the government is not going to protect us, we have to do it ourselves. Isn't that another way of thinking?
Well, we do have to protect ourselves. And of course, the minute you say we have to protect ourselves, somebody's going to throw a story on Media Matters and say we're calling for an insurrection. But the first step in protecting ourselves, you know, doesn't skip straight to firearms. The first step of protecting ourselves is to not voluntarily surrender. And we've done a lot of voluntary surrendering. I mean, I make the argument in the book that one of the key things we have to do as dissidents is to take back our language. And we've surrendered so much of our language that we're actually running out of words. And think how carefully anymore, just how carefully in almost any setting, whether it's on your show or in your family room, that we're thinking about how we say something before we say it, for fear of it being used against us to label us somehow and to make us feel, as we say in recovery, less than and apart from. And so we've been voluntarily surrendering language. We've been voluntarily surrendering rights. We need to, before we start taking anything back, we need to stop surrendering. That would be a good first step.
There are a lot of people that listen to this show, Brent, that would agree with you 110%. If it was possible. The thing is that the war of words has happened throughout history, and countries that are conquering their adversaries have used words and have twisted the language and twisted the culture. I mean, CRT is all part of what is going on in America right now, is it not?
Well, yes, and so you mentioned a moment ago that I say in the book that history doesn't repeat itself. It doesn't, and that's, you know, there's a great danger in that statement, just as there's an associated danger with the one, you know, the pendulum swings both ways, the pendulum swings back and forth. The danger in these statements is that people keep thinking that if they just wait things out, everything will eventually revert in a different, better direction. It won't. We live in a world of cause and effect, and we should think of what's happening more like we would think about charting the path of a missile than about watching something spin in a circle or swing back and forth like a pendulum. And so when you say we've seen this before, we have. It is a common tactic, and it's not history repeating itself. It's human nature being constant. And people that want to take power and control over other people, something that is as old as mankind, know that one of the most effective ways to do that is to silence them, either figuratively or even more powerfully. Either literally or more powerfully, figuratively, I should say. Because to silence them literally, you have to kill them. To silence them figuratively, you only have to scare them and intimidate them. And then you can control them. So we need to stop voluntarily surrendering language and rights and other things. We need to act like good dissidents and stand in a shipyard in Gdansk and say enough.
It makes all the sense in the world if people would just listen. That's a bigger problem because you got 220 million Americans that bought into everything the government said and went out and got the jab. And now they're paying for it. I buried friends. And others, right. You know, I just see posts on Facebook. Oh, I'm chemo. I'm done with my chemo. I got the jabs and the boosters and I got cancer and now I'm done with my chemo. And I'm like, look, dude, I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for you because you let their words change your behavior. And it's like I came up with, because I'm always making fun of a lot of this stuff, to be honest with you, Brent, I make fun of it and I go, look, what do you think? I use Dr. Seuss, one state, two state, red state, blue state. This is the words you're talking about, this wordsmithing that's going on where they basically have learned how to put labels on. I've even been scolded for using that terminology. But hey, it's what people relate to these days. You know why they're doing it, don't you?
Well, yes, and so an interesting thought about sort of reaching across the divide, if you will. So with regard to the vaccination thing and the entire, the whole China flu mishigas, I mean, I wrote Dr. Zelenko's book with him. So this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart and one in with which I'm very familiar. I wasn't vaccinated, never would be, right? And but I look at the people that were. And instead of necessarily judging them harshly, at least for at the time when they were vaccinated, you know, you got to take a look and say, were they simply sheep or were they people that were running up against a lifetime of being told to respect authority? People in medicine and government are here to help you, to serve you, to take care of you. People are mostly afraid. The thing they fear the most is losing their life. And the doctor is the one thing that stands between them and that in most cases. And so if they're going to decide to not trust doctors, what's left for them? So I look at the folks that decided to have the vaccination, and I don't turn to them necessarily with resentment. I say, I get it. I understand it. Now, if you've had seven boosters since the first one, now you start to say, what's wrong with you? What are you missing? Aren't you paying attention? So then it goes from fear to a lack of critical thinking on their part, something I'm trying very hard to reinstate.
No, it makes all the sense in the world, and I agree with you. And the thing is that I have, since you went and you got a master's in theology, you know, I look at the fact, and I've told people this on the show, there's a difference between putting your faith in government and putting your faith in God. And obviously, you know, you just said, like I said, because we didn't either. We didn't get the jab because we saw this for what it was. And we said, look, put on the critical thinking cap here. And I've ever since I took over the reins of the show, I've told people you have to do this. You have to analyze what they're saying and pick it apart. And I like the phraseology about adding skepticism, because if you don't replace answers with questions, you're in trouble. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, yeah, it's a very fair statement, and I like to say that skepticism, without being preceded by critical thinking, is really nothing more than cynicism. So the critical thinking is required to turn cynicism into skepticism, and this is what I think is missing so much in our society today, and I think that people reflexively taking positions without a lot of thought and discernment is a big problem. I think that people preform opinions and then find facts to fit them. There's a whole chapter in the book that is devoted to what's going on in terms of breaking down in personal communication. What's going wrong between you and I when we speak? What's the problem? And I break that down. But a note on faith on a Good Friday and trusting in God. You know, I think that it's fine to trust in God, and it's fine to believe that, you know, the answers are there. But then the question is, so what does that actually mean? Well, here's what I think it means. Mankind, unlike any other species, has been given something by God that nothing else has. And we've been given the ability to reason. We have a conscience, and we have free will, and we also have the capacity for faith. So if somebody's waiting around for God to fix a problem, my answer is perhaps he already did. At birth, he gave you the tools to fix it yourself. So why don't you put to work what God gave you before you sit back and wait for him to show up and help some more?
I love it. Man, I love that. Folks, I mean, did that answer a lot of questions? I mean, when you said free will, I go, okay, we're headed down that path. This is a problem as far as people being the way they are right now, and given everything that's going on in Israel and Gaza and how this centuries-old war has affected everybody here in America, and we have all these people out there running around just like they did in New York City last night with the Biden fundraiser, standing outside in the rain, protesting like crazy, and it's like, wow. And so many of our callers on the show, Brent, are calling up asking for how do we communicate with people that refuse to listen? Because we know, you know, there's this myth, which you write about in the book. There's two sides to everything. Why is that a myth?
So, because there's an infinite number of sides to anything, because the sides really are, well, I shouldn't say infinite. There's 8 billion, roughly, sides to everything. Because when we say there's two sides to everything, we simply mean that each person involved has their own perspective in what they're viewing. And so, you know, you ask a great question, and the way within the way you phrase it lies the answer. And that is, how do you get people to listen? Well, the best way to get people to listen, the one person that everybody is willing to listen to, is themselves. So the best way to get somebody to listen is to stop telling them things and start asking them questions. I make the argument that the two most consequential human beings in all of Western civilization, one on the secular side and one on the religious side, are Socrates and Jesus Christ. They have two things in common. The first one is they both died for their activism. The second one is they both changed the course of history by asking questions. And so if you want to really, truly try to get somebody to listen, why don't you try asking them questions and have them listen to themselves? And why don't you also pay very close attention and listen to the answers they're giving so that you can find a way to meet them on their terms? If they have a bad notion, you'll find it. If they have missed facts, you'll be able to share others. You can't do any of these things unless you ask them questions and listen in the first place. And when they hear themselves say things, they might, just might, recognize some sort of inconsistency in what they've spoken.
And that's, you know, I don't know who would not be in agreement with that. I mean, we're talking about logic here, folks. Phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944. If you have a question, Brent Hamacek, he's the author of Dissidently Speaking, Change the Word, Change the War. Understand that this book is, you know, being at basically in number 226 pages, the stuff in here is very interesting about dissidently speaking and how we do it. Brent, we have callers that have called up to the show that have basically said, look, my vote doesn't matter. I'm not going to the polls. What good would it do? They're going to steal the election. Aren't they basically altering their own history in their beliefs? They were programmed to do that. And we've been told that our nation is in a condition of mass psychosis. We have people now that have diagnosed what's happening here. This book seems to confront that, does it not?
Well, I would like to think that it does. And it's certainly my goal to try to make sense out of what we see taking place and to do a few things. And one is to get people to understand that while there feels to be great intensity in this moment, this is not an overnight problem. It's been underway for well over 100 years. The other thing I want them to understand is that just because somebody agrees with them politically doesn't have anything to do with what kind of human being they might be. And we need to get rid of that notion because that's become dangerous. And it's caused people to follow folks who say the kinds of things they like to hear politically, but who are simply absolute monsters and parasites and feeding off the donations and the loyalty of those that that follow them. So I think that's dangerous, and I'm trying to fix that. And at a very basic level, what I'm trying to do is get people to question what they have taken for granted in terms of how they see relationships within society, the relationships they have with other people, and the relationship they have most importantly with themselves. There's a chapter in the book that's devoted to ethics, and it probably should have been the first chapter, not the last, because we start at the individual level. And I think all of us need to take a look in the mirror and own our 1% of what it is that's going on in this country. And if we can do better, then perhaps we can get other people to do better. But it starts with us.
Right. Well, I mean, but the headline, yeah, I mean, this is the thing. The headline of your book, right, Dissidently Speaking, means that you have to put on that attitude that Sherry in Kansas was talking about pushing back.
Yes.
And the way we do it is not violently, but the thing is if they come to your door and it looks like they're going to kick your door in or cause you some sort of harm, we then have to rely on our instincts to push back and become physically dissonant. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with Brent Hamachek. Go ahead.
In the whole religious aspect of it, I think it's as far as religion going to settle this problem, man's attempt at religion hasn't been very good. Considering that we take Sunday as being the last day of the week, and it's the first day of the week. But you ask anybody American, hey, what's the first day of the week? They're going to say, oh, it's Monday. And it's not. It's Sunday. You ask people, we got the most religious holiday coming up, and we're celebrating with Easter bunnies, and we're saying that Christ rose on Sunday morning, and people go and watch the sunrise like they did 3,000 years ago in their beliefs back then, watching Horus, the horizon, the sun re-arising, and now America goes out for Easter and watches the sunrise. And Jesus told us, he said, in vain, you worship me and keep traditions of men. And you tell me what church isn't keeping traditions of men today and keeping the traditions that were taught by Jesus Christ himself. You can't find those churches. How can this be rectified? That's my question. God is the only one that can open people's minds. And I love what you said, that you got to start asking the right questions to people. I heard this by a long time ago, is you have to start asking the right questions, because all the answers, stop looking for answers. They're already out there. There's nothing new under the sun. But by asking the right questions, you put things in motion and the answers will come. Thank you. I'll listen to your comment.
I really appreciate that, Tim. Brent, looks like you got somebody that wants to buy your book. I love it.
Well, I certainly hope so. By the way, all the proceeds of the book go to our foundation that supports a program we've created to work with young people to teach them how to engage constructively and positively with one another. The caller unpacked a lot there, right? So let me just take a small piece of it, because we could probably do 8 segments on your show over that.
Probably
call.
Could.
One of the things I'm fond of saying, that perhaps the two people that have lived throughout all of history who have had the worst things done in their name that they never would have supported, interestingly enough, are Jesus Christ and Karl Marx. There's nothing that's happened in the 20th century in places like China and the Soviet Union and Cuba that Marx would have thought was a good thing, and yet it was all done under his name. And what humans have done in what we can just generally call the Christian church over the last 2,000 years is absolutely appalling. Think about it, what's been done in the name of God from Switzerland in the early 16th century to what we saw the Inquisition do, to what the Puritans did here in America. You know, the Puritans get a lot of great credit for building the country and their work ethic and all those things. These folks were also monsters in many ways, especially the more they acted under the name of Christ. So humans have a tendency to hear the teachings, read the teachings, learn the teachings of those who say these are the good things to do. And then we say, great, okay, so we're going to do some of that, but then we're also going to improvise a bit. And when they start to improvise, bad things happen. And certainly that's been tragically a big part of the history within the Christian church, a big part of the history of taking the ideas of Karl Marx and using them the way they have been, and so on. If the devil cites scripture for his purpose, humans can do just about anything they want with anything they read.
Wow, amazing how it works, huh? Chance in West Virginia, mm-hmm. You're on with Brent Hamachek. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, guys. A very interesting show, by the way. I've come to the conclusion that asking questions after, people not listening for so many years, I tried that tactic, but let me tell you what happened. This is concerning the shots and the boosters. I said to this one guy who persisted and kept getting COVID vaccinations and boosters, and I said to him, Don't you think if it worked, one shot would be enough? Why would you have to keep going back and getting more shots? You see? And I've noticed all I got was a blank stare. I didn't get... So, in other words, asking questions doesn't necessarily work with a lot of people, too. I'd like your response, please.
Thank you, Chancellor.
Sure,
appreciate your call.
Yeah, that's great. So, necessarily is an interesting concept. There's a reason why people continue to buy a lottery ticket. And I don't mean obsessively, but I mean the ones who do it sort of responsibly. Why do they keep buying a lottery ticket? They just lost. Well, because they might win. And so we need to view our engagements with people the way we view. If we can go to a gas station once a week and buy a Powerball ticket just in case, even though we've lost every week for the last 2 years, we ought to be able to simply continue to try to engage people through an open dialogue, asking sincere questions, listening to answers, and so on. We ought to be willing to continue to do that. Because while we can win more money playing the lottery, I would argue the stakes are higher in terms of the importance of restoring civil conversation. So if you're willing to keep buying a lottery ticket, even though you lose each time, be willing to continue to try to engage people, ask them questions. It's worth it, and you might just scratch off a winner.
And that's the pattern of behavior that we've all succumbed to, basically. I mean, but the thing is, our brains have been conflicted. I don't know about our hearts so much. I think our hearts might be in the right place, but like we talked about in the last hour, when you are put in a fight or flight mode, Americans are in that right now, are they not?
Yes, and I talk about that in the book as well. You know, it's interesting, each time I have the opportunity, and I'm very grateful to be on your show, by the way. I'm grateful for anybody that'll have me on their show and talk to me. But each time I'm on a show and I'm talking about the book, I'm sort of struck when I'm asked a question at just how much ground I actually covered in the book, and it sort of makes me chuckle. But I talk about that fight or flight piece, and we are stuck in it. And, of course, it's meant to be something that is in a moment, instantaneous, designed to get you through a crisis. We're not meant to live in that sort of hypersensitive survival mode. And that's where we are. And, you know, I'd suggest to your audience that, you know, there's really three kinds of fear. We're either afraid of losing something we have, we're afraid of not getting something we want, or we're afraid of not being liked. And if the people in your audience can think about that and think about the things they're afraid of, or more importantly, perhaps, or just as important, the things that the people they know might be afraid of, then you can address them in a way that takes into account, wow, this person's behaving fearfully. Since they are, what do I think they're afraid of? And if you can get to that, then maybe you can get to them.
Makes sense. Brent Hamacek. Brent Hamacek has this book called Dissidently Speaking, Change the Words, Change the War. And you can get it through the Power Hour if you just go to the guests. And you click on the book, right? Just go there to the guest calendar and click on that. And you can buy the book. We get a little something out of it. And everybody else does, too, including Brent's foundation. Thank you so much for your time, sir. We're at
the
break.
Thank you very much.
You bet. God bless you for the work you're doing. We'll be back with more news and open lines after these words. Stay with us.
Function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
Asking questions with
power
questions.
Power to the people.
And it's Friday.
Power to the people.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are at the Power Hour. And of course, the Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829, for those of you who want to take advantage of our site-wide 10% off sale, which, by the way, ends today. So, hey, you know, you like discounts, it's the time to go stock up. Your health is number one. Being able, I mean, I like that guy, the last hour, last half hour, Brent Hamachek. You need to go buy a copy of that book and read it. I think all of America needs to read that book because then we have some more perspective. And it's always interesting when you can have a, and that's why we like to have conversations with all of you when you call the show. 844-769-2944, because, you know, we respect your opinion, and everybody has an argument about somebody else's opinion. That's just what we talked about in the last half hour and how we're conditioned to behave that way. And that's the amazing thing about Jesus Christ. Asking, when people came to him and asked him questions, he would answer them with a question, because he's trying to evaluate what their heart really thinks. Because what the heart thinks, the actions follow. Moving on with a little bit more news. Home affordability has improved slightly, but it still remains difficult for the average family. And that is because These quarterly improvements still sit at levels that have worked against home buyers for the last 3 years. This is one of the reasons why, you know, people get out there and they go, well, let's see. Let's look back in history. Let's look at what our typical mortgage payments or property taxes and insurance was. And now look at it. If you live in Florida, for example, your insurance has gone up 40% or better on your homeowner's insurance. Certain insurers have left the state. And if you have a mortgage on your home and you don't have homeowner's insurance, because you're supposed to have that according to the mortgage, the terms of that mortgage say you have to maintain hazard insurance. And if you have escrowed these insurance premiums, you probably noticed your mortgage payments have skyrocketed. Is that by design, you ask yourself? Not sure. Is it because Florida's had so many hurricanes that have trashed the state and the actuarial tables have tipped sideways and gone upwards now? Why the property taxes are so high? And all of a sudden, my mortgage payment, I can't even afford that. And now I'm going to get foreclosed on. Is that by design, you ask yourself? Is this why they're doing it? Where am I going to find insurance so I'm in compliance with my mortgage contract? Because as you know, hazard insurance is the first thing to go when you're in default. And that's another condition that the banks have put everybody in, thinking that they're in default. They just don't understand the way the mortgage business works. That's why we ask questions. Home Depot, meanwhile, they're the world's largest home improvement retail, is catering to the DIYs as well as the pro market. They've entered into a definitive agreement to acquire SRS Distribution, a leading residential specialty trade distribution company across several verticals, serving the professional roofer, landscaper, and pool contractor. Home Depot believes its total addressable market is going to be $1 trillion, an increase of approximately $50 billion. SRS's 2,500-plus professional sales force and 760-plus branch network across 47 states, together with its 4,000-plus truck fleet and job delivery capabilities, are going to enable Home Depot to extend its offering to residential specialty trade pros while better serving those renovator remodelers that like to do it themselves. Now, is that a good thing? And you ask yourself, I'm fixing up my house versus putting it on the market and letting somebody else fix it up. How's this going to work? Do I intend on staying put? Is the inventory of the market shrinking? I mean, both of these stories work hand in hand because Adam Data, as you know, is the leading curator of land, property, and real estate data in the U.S., so much so Realty Track relies on them, especially when it comes to the number of defaults. And, of course, that is a term that must be proven in court by the lender. Understand that. Remember we had this conversation about the war of words in our last segment? Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, if everybody studied the law, we probably wouldn't have half the problems in this country that we do. But, of course, they're not studying the law. So now we have these problems, right? I mean, does it make sense? Is that a syllogism? Does that work for you? Maybe not. I don't know. If flaxseed, by the way, hasn't been on your radar, it just might make a grand entrance now. A newly released systematic review and meta-analysis have shed light on the incredible potential locked within these tiny seeds, including lowering blood pressure. Despite their unassuming and appearance and taste, flaxseeds boast significant anti-inflammatory effects that could redefine your health journey. With benefits extending to individuals with coronary artery disease, the impact of flaxseed is truly extraordinary, which is why there's an article on that in our email blast. And, of course, the herb queen of the spring says there are benefits to stinging nettles. Why, it's a powerful herb to have at your disposal. And it's amazing the irony of the name of the herbalist, Susan Weed. Susan Weed writes in her herbal Ezine, nettle is an amazingly rich in protein, vitamins, and minerals, especially the critical trace minerals, anti-cancer, selenium, immune-enhancing sulfur, memory-enhancing zinc, diabetes-chasing chromium, and bone-building boron. quart of nettle infusion contains more than 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 15,000 IU of vitamin A, 760 milligrams of vitamin K, which just an article just came out here a little bit ago about the shortage of vitamin K and how we can get it back in our diet. It has 10% protein and lavish amounts of most B vitamins. This is stinging nettle. I know. You remember? You rub up against that thing, and it's like, man, I'm itching like crazy. It's burning. Nettles are also high in vitamin C and iron, making them an excellent supplement for pregnancy and bone and blood health. Wow. Amazing how that works, huh? Yep, we have an article on that as well if you want to get into that. Amazing, the wild edibles and how, you know, we can all look back in what the Bible says about the fact that God put stuff here for our benefit, right? The FDA is warning consumers about high lidocaine topical gel relief. Yep, we're talking about the TKTX company for this numb maximum strength pain reliever, Mithra Plus, 10% lidocaine. TKTX Dring Procedure Numbing Gel, 40%, and J. Cane Cream, 29.9%. Ah, interesting. Why would I quote this? See, the FDA's warning consumers about it, but yet I have put in my book, Doomed to Repeat, about the fact you need to try to find a numbing agent for the skin just in case you have to do suturing on yourself or your loved one. So if J. Cane Cream, that's J-C-A-I-N Cream, is 29.9% lidocaine, that means it would numb the skin enough that you might be able to do suturing. Amazing how that works. But yet the FDA is telling everybody, you better watch out for that stuff. Wow. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, I don't know. Crazy, Dave. Hey, I got to buy some of that furniture he's talking about.
Yeah, Jay Kane, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like good stuff.
I just, you know, I threw that out there, just, you know.
Yeah.
It's all right, it's J, yeah, it's J-C-A-I-N. That's how you spell that. J. Cane.
It's at all regular drug type stores?
I think so, yeah. You know, why they'd carry it, I mean, it sounds like a good thing to have. I've told people, look, if you don't have access to a dentist or anybody that'll supply you with a controlled substance called lidocaine hydrochloride, you got to find the next best thing. It's like bleed stop. Yeah. I mean, how many people knew about that till we started talking about it on the show?
Yeah, yeah. That's right. I had a comment on the comedy of JFK RFK Jr.
Okay.
Picking that running mate.
Oh, Nicole Shanahan.
I watched them both give their. She gave the acceptance speech, but about like 9 minutes or so, and he gave his introduction. It was like a kumbaya of goody California. It was funny. He's saying, well, I've picked her. She's an athlete. She's a surfer from Oakland. You know, and I'm thinking, I've lived there before in the Army, and that's not the haven for surfers. That's cold water up there, you know. It's not Southern California, but it's just a joke. I mean, he just put himself on a joke, as far as I'm concerned. I really do.
But Kevin, you know, the sad state of affairs, Kevin, you got to ask yourself, and this is why we ask questions on the show. You, after making the statement, you believe that it's, you know, he's kind of diminished his campaign from what I'm understanding, and that, but there's still people out there that will vote for him, don't you think? Because they don't want to vote for Biden.
Yeah. The main thing for me is two things. One, real quick, it's called Dominion Voting Machines. And second is, Michael Flynn's statement, there's no guarantee that there'll be an election this year. That's my bottom line.
Yeah, that's a scary thought, Kevin. We all want to believe there will be.
Yeah, and I've had a credit card swipe for me twice in the last month. Somebody's hacked me twice. and it really gets ugly. And I was talking to Visa yesterday, and they're telling me I have my Visa, you know, logged in. I can call them anytime off my phone, et cetera. But when talking to them, they told me there's some kind of a spoof call that can be made. Anybody can use these phones that use any number to call you. So when I'm getting calls telling me I'm getting charges against my credit card, it says Visa. It says I'm talking to Visa, but I'm not. I turn around, hang up, turn around, call Visa. Me calling them, and they tell me, no, they're not calling me. It's pretty ugly, Dave.
It is, I've seen that in my when, you know, they hit my Visa card too, you know, and I get this text, and it's basically just a spoof to try to get you to call them, so that they can get information out of you. I mean, that's what they're doing these days, because this is the age of technology, and this is how they're abusing it. So that's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, they were quoting me my whole Social Security number. They were quoting all kinds of information. Principal bank I use and so forth.
Wow.
I don't know where they're getting it, Dave.
I don't either.
Tell people,
but
be alert.
Yeah, it sounds like you need to change your credit cards, change out your numbers, and get new cards. Oh, this is pretty scary. Yeah, boy, see, this is the thing. This is the thing about the age of technology, folks.
And lastly, I'm still laughing about that guy saying people are going out and giving quadrupeds mRNA shots, man. I've killed, cleaned, and gutted moose and lots of deer, and I got to see this happen, given quadruped shots.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Kevin. God bless you. And well, you have a happy Easter, too. Sherry in Kansas, you're back on. Go ahead.
Yes. About the stinging nettle, and then I got one more thing after that. I've got this book. It's very good. You can harvest it and make tea out of it, and it's supposed to be full of minerals. And you can also, if you cut it while the stem is still not woody, you can actually and dry it. You gotta wait till it's dry. But after it dries, the stingers, it's no longer stinging, and it's supposed to be good to feed the livestock in a pinch, too. It's supposed to be very nutritious. But I've got this book by John Hannerman, who was also a herbalist, and he gives an account from a Civil War a book written by a doctor, Confederate in the Civil War, and he gave a demonstration of having stinging nettle tea on hand. I imagine it was a strong concoction, but and then he sliced the leg of a sheep, like the thigh or something, and it was bleeding profusely, and then they put fomentations, you know, rags soaked in that tea, and it stopped the bleeding.
Wow.
But you'd need to have it on hand ahead of time, you know, because you couldn't put it on until it was cool enough to put it on. But back to the elections, you know, you talked about Sam Bankman-Fried here a little bit this morning. Okay, he gave a lot of money, and most of it went to Democrats and PACs and stuff. A lot of that money. Now, did they claw any of that back?
I don't know how much they've been able to do that, because, you know, the politicians didn't want to give any of it up. Remember that, Sheila Jackson Lee and others? I'm not giving that back. You know, that was a donation. I'm not giving that back. I mean, you can see how corrupt the unit party system is as a result of that, can't you?
Yeah. And you know, I'm sure some of it went to PACs that went into this mail-in ballot crap that you can't take pictures of in California, apparently. You see them dumping ballots, you know. But, yeah, the problem is the government counts the votes.
Yeah, but they're counting on the fact that a lot of us are just going to give up and do what Brent Hamachek suggested in the last thing. We're just going to give up and blow away and not pay any attention to what's going on. And, you know, that's the scary part about it, that we would even think that they're going to make sure that we don't have an election this year. That's a scary thought. I appreciate your call, Sherry.
Well, anyway.
Thank you much. Have a great weekend and happy Easter to you. To all of our callers, by the way. Again, the... most censored subjects on Earth have to do with the technotronic era, the new international economic order, technocratism and transhumanism. Yeah, that's what it is. The proposed trilateral world government, totalitarian, repressive, self-serving, subversive, and secret. And this is a trilateral commission. They'll never, ever, ever want to come out and talk about that, which is why we had somebody that's a lifetime member, a trilateral commission on the show. They regret, the trilats regret bringing them on. It was a great interview. There's a woman that's given a new 3D printed windpipe in a world first. A biotech company has established a stunning milestone for prosthetics as their firm became the first and only one in the world to produce a bio 3D printed windpipe that was successfully transplanted into a human body. Nasal stem cells and cartilage cells were obtained from other patients who underwent other procedures, and these were replicated and combined with polycaprolactone for structural support, as well as a special ink made from living cells to make the windpipe or trachea. It was performed at St. Mary's Hospital in Seoul, South Korea, on a woman in her 50s who lost part of her own trachea during thyroid removal surgery. The one-of-a-kind 3D printer designed with over a decade of research and testing was provided by the company T&R Biofab. Amazon, by the way, is planning on spending $150 billion just about in the coming 15 years on data centers, giving the cloud computing giant the firepower to handle an expected explosion in demand for AI applications and other digital services. Well, this goes right along with the surveillance state and what they're going to do. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, we have an article on how to build a garden hotbed with industrial strength to extend the gardening season from 8 months to a year or more. There's plans for it right there on our email blast. And if you're going to go to the library and get to our email blast that way, and maybe if you want to print up a copy of it or save it to a flash drive, you can take home to your own computer. You don't connect to the internet. You can try to do that. But that's why we publish these things on the email blast, folks. Now, here we go again. CDC, open their mouth. Here's what they're saying. Improving ventilation is one way to curb the spread of respiratory viruses like COVID-19 and influenza. The question becomes, how many people do you think are going to buy into this garbage? Because now we're not talking about the 6-foot rule anymore. Now we're talking about having to go out and see all the, you know, Dr. Dick Zoutman, as a Canadian physician, was among those pleased with the new guidance. He wants people to go out and buy a portable CO2 monitor that can help you determine how stale or fresh the air is in various rooms and redo your ventilation system. Keep exhaust fans turned on when visitors are in your home and leave them on for an hour after they leave. Oh, my. This is assuming we're going to have visitors in our house, right? How many of you have had people visiting your home lately? Steps to improve ventilation are what? Focus among people who are at higher risk of developing severe illness after catching a virus, following exposure to an illness, or when respiratory viruses are causing high levels of illness in one's community, according to the CDC. Now, wait a minute. How long do viruses stay alive? Seriously. See, they are counting on the fact somebody's going to go out there and redo their entire heating, ventilation, and HVAC system. You know, you can replace your filters, all the stuff manufacturers talk about. But, I mean, seriously, a CO2 monitor and all this other, I mean, come on. And it's the CDC coming out with it. And finally, it looks like there's steps being taken against the rap community, especially Puff Daddy or P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs. Greg Reese has a new video out you might want to look at. And according to, the Department of Homeland Security has taken an interest in Sean Combs now. The insinuation is he might have had sex with Justin Bieber. That's the insinuation, according to the article. They're looking at declassified MK Ultra documents that they know as early as 1954 in Operation Midnight Climax. The CIA ran several brothels with two-way mirrors set up where they would film targeted persons having sex with prostitutes. It looks like Hugh Hefner was even involved, but of course he can't fight back now because he's no longer with us. So it looks like this article paints Puff Daddy or P. Diddy in the same venue as Jeffrey Epstein. Amazing how that works. Hey, hopefully they can stop all this, huh? Yeah, I know. The devil's running havoc. Just like they keep changing Easter and the holiday weekend, they keep changing, moving the dates around, thinking we won't notice, but we do. Folks, you know what that's all about, right? Christ was raised from the dead. And those who believe that he was raised from the dead, that our sins are forgiven, living in grace, well, guess what? You're saved. Just remember that. Keep praying. We appreciate you, and have yourself a happy Good Friday and very happy Easter weekend. We'll see you on Monday. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.